together on my phone.
Okay.
Well, brethren, it's 3 o'clock on the nose. Time to start. And we're going to start by giving somebody an opportunity if they might have a testimony in the form of a hymn to start us out. So your choice, if somebody has a hymn they'd like to select, we'd like to have that offered. Brother John, 102. From San Luis Obispo.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy most holy name. We come before thy throne of grace, Father, with a bowed knee and contrite heart, thanking you, Father, for blessing us in so many ways. We thank you for the kindness and love that you've shown us. We thank you especially at this time that we might gather as your people here, that we might be in fellowship, and that we might learn of your wonderful plans and purposes. We pray that you would be with us during this next session, that we might hear from each other, that we might be able to praise you through our words and our heartfelt sentiments and our experiences that each of us have had, that we might share those to uplift each other. We thank you, Father, for your kindness and love. We pray that you'd be with Brother Tim as he guides our thoughts during this meeting. We look so forward to that day, the kingdom, when all shall know your love. And all these things we do pray and ask through your Son, Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, we're happy to have Brother Tim here with us and serving us. I don't know if he actually realized when we extended the invitation that he would be asked to take three services in one day. So we appreciate the yeoman's work. And so with that, we'll have a roving mic, and Brother Austin will be going around with the mic. So, Brother Tim.
Thank you, Brother Brad. If you were here at the beginning of the convention, Brother Bob Brand talked about the program and told us how many discourses there would be and testimony and mini talks. Well, this is not the session for discourse. So we would want you to speak as many as possible, but please bear in mind that we have a limited amount of time. This is the one and only testimony meeting of the convention. We're going to start. Brother Austin, where are you? If you'll take the microphone to Brother Scott in the back there, he's going to read the manna text and comment for Saturday, November 26th.
And the Lord said unto Moses, what is that in thy hand? Exodus 4:2. If any man would be more abundantly used of the Lord in his blessed service, let him seek first to be fitted for it more and more. Let him imitate that beloved and honored servant Moses in seeking humility, energy, and untiring zeal and self-sacrificing service of the Lord. But the wise steward will always seek to cultivate along the lines of his natural abilities and not expect the Lord to work a miracle for his advancement and so waste valuable time seeking to develop that which he does not by nature possess. Let us each therefore seek by humility, by zeal, by love for the Lord and for his cause, by faith in his power, to be in that condition of heart and mind that will make us ready to be used and useful in any department of the divine service to which the Lord may be pleased to call us. And the Lord said unto Moses, what is that in thy hand? Exodus 4:2.
Okay, thank you, Brother Scott. Just FYI, the testimony meeting is being broadcast. So when you speak, please identify yourself. If you want to stand, that's fine. If you prefer to sit, that's okay. But identify yourself and the ecclesia with whom you meet. And as I said before, if you'll make your testimonies brief, they can be on the manna text and comment or any of the experiences that you would like to share with us. So, who would like to be first? Up here, Sister Vicki.
First off, I'd like to thank the Heavenly Father for letting us both be here at this convention.
And you are?
Oh, I'm Sister Vicki Allison from Chino Valley. We attend the Phoenix class whenever possible. So I want to thank the Heavenly Father for letting us be here. We enjoy this convention a lot. I bring some personal love from Brother Ken Allison in Colorado, Sister Teresa Sunderland. I also bring personal love from the Phoenix class from Sister Alethea Mundell. She's doing good living down there in the Phoenix class. I want to thank her for taking such great good care of her. And also Sister Virginia Sowers sends her love. And I think that's it. I'm not sure, but that will do. And I love you all.
Thank you, Sister Vicki. She mentioned Kenny Allison and Teresa Sutherland. They're from Cortez, Colorado area, but they're also members of the Albuquerque Teleconference Ecclesia. Brother Bender.
Hi, I'm Brother Bill Bender from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and I bring the love of the brethren from that class, and we also meet in the winter time of Phoenix class. The reason I'm testifying, I wasn't practicing, but I'll be sure. You gave a talk yesterday on courage, and Ruth and I watched it. We were out in Prescott. We watched it online, and today on the way here, this is how our Heavenly Father works. He works quick. On the way here, I was in the men's room of a truck stop, and there was a fight that was just about to ensue. I won't go into details, but I had the courage to step between, because what was right was right. And I remember Brother Dan gave a talk, and I want to quote this because I love it. It's my favorite quote by William Penn. Just because everyone's for it and it's wrong, it's still wrong. And just because everyone's against it and it's right, it's still right. So I'm in the men's room and there's two gentlemen, they're going to go at it. So I stepped in and said, it's not right. This isn't right. This isn't something worth doing this over. And I'll leave it at that. And God calmed the situation immediately. I felt good about it. It took courage because both of these individuals were big guys, truckers, you know. So I just I want to share that. And the Lord gives us opportunity to speak up. There was a talk earlier about we need to speak up when something's wrong. Because when evil prevails, when good men do nothing. You know, men with good intentions do nothing. So we have an influence on the world. It's our duty to make our call and election sure, of course. But we also have a duty when we see injustice to speak up and say something about it. So I want to thank my Heavenly Father. He's blessed me so much. When Ruth and I can travel, by God's grace, we hope we're in Los Angeles next week for a meeting. We'll see if that happens, but I hope so. Just want to tell you, I love you all. This is a wonderful thing that we have. And this gift of the truth, it gives us peace that we can find no other place. If we go to our Heavenly Father, and whether we do something stupid, just ask for forgiveness, or we see man's humanity to man, just knowing this peace of God and what the future will hold and where we may fit in terms of the restitution of things. It's just that it's a beautiful, beautiful place that we're at. I love you all. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Bill. It's great that you and Sister Ruth are here. I remember years ago meeting the Benders in Milwaukee, and now we're able to see them in the wintertime in Arizona. So it's great that you could be with us. Thank you. Sister Dawn.
I'm Sister Dawn Shalou from the Rapid New York Ecclesia, and it is a blessing for us to be here with all of you. It is an opportunity for us to renew old friendships and make some new, and appreciate the lessons from the platform and for the opportunities for fellowship thus far. Looking forward to more. This is the first convention that there has been a testimony meeting at that I've been at since my father passed away. So I did one of my father's brothers, Paul Malley. Many of you have come up to me and told me how much you appreciated my dad. I am so thankful for the Lord's strength. And as you, most of you know, we were not expecting his passing. It was, some of you come up to me and say, we were shocked. I was like, we were shocked too. But the Lord has been very gracious, and I'm thankful for the strength that the Lord has given. Some of you have shared the blessing that he's been to you. And I just thought I'd share a couple of little personal things. You're very thankful that he was my dad, but you know, having a dad for Paul Malley, what he said from the platform didn't stop there. So as a kid, you know, it's just an example. As a teenager, as I was trying to lose weight, you know, here, my dad, he wouldn't just try to encourage me, he would post scriptures on my bedroom door about, you know, he who conquereth self is mightier than he who conquereth the city. So this is his type of encouragement to a teenager trying to lose weight. But then as I grew and consecrated, and, you know, he didn't just try to encourage from the platform, that he would say to me, what are you doing? You know, what are you doing to serve the Lord? What are you doing? Are you doing enough? Are you, you know, that sort of thing. And he would always be pushing me to be more zealous and to be more pleasing in the Lord's sight. And for that, not just example, but encouragement, I am so thankful to the Lord. And I will miss him, but every time I get a little teary-eyed, I think if he was faithful, he's with the Lord. And that's not reason for tears, it's reason for rejoicing. So I'm so thankful for the truth and for knowing the truth and having this great privilege which the Lord has offered to us.
Thank you. Sister Nanette.
Sister Nanette, Nicora from Los Angeles. She inspired me to say something about Brother Malley. When I first became involved in volunteering for the retirement center, he was a single voice of support for me, and I really appreciated it. And he has continued to be that way. And he would make remarks like, just to me, you're still doing the books. I know it's in good hands. And it just was kind of like a private joke between us, and I enjoyed it. 2 days before he died, he called me, and we talked about a project that he had for the retirement center. And he, you know, I tried to postpone what he wanted to do until later. And he said, no, I have to do it before the end of the year because I'm going to go to my reward at that time. And I said, Brother Paul, you know, if you keep talking about this, people are going to think that you're planning to commit suicide. And he said, no, 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 I've asked the Lord, and I just feel that he's going to honor my request. Well, 2 days later, I heard that he had died in his unit, you know, laying on his bed. What a wonderful way. But the thing that I can't get over is the Lord answered his prayer. And that's been a real thriller for me.
Thank you, Sister Nanette. In June, we were at the retirement center for board meetings and for the Associated Bible Students Convention. And traditionally, after the convention, there's a picnic there at the center. And our family happened to sit with Brother Paul. He was just sitting by himself, which I thought was strange. He's usually in the midst of a lot of brethren. So we sat down and had a nice lunch with him, but he said the same thing to us in June, that the Lord is going to take me by January. And so we were impressed. He had faith that this is what was going to happen, and it did. Brother David Rice.
Brother, it's him and Brother David Rice from San Diego. I wasn't going to testify either, but two testimonies in front of me just stirred me so much. Brother Bill's encounter and his putting himself forward really impressed me. You know what Jesus says, blessed are the peacemakers. Not those that think about it, but that do something. Brother Paul, somebody that has captured all of our attention and imagination, when he gives a talk, you know, you perk up, and I heard some sister describe him once as a person that does knee dips, and he just enthusiasm and his spirit for the truth is an enduring and endearing legacy. I remember one experience. It was at the International Convention. Brother Paul was very much involved with fostering that, you know, in his earlier years. This was at a time when he had kind of taken a back seat a little bit, but he was there. And some of us younger ones at the time were involved in some decisions, and there was Brother Paul, and we turned to him, and just got some, you know, he was always ready to give good advice. You know, it was kind of nice to have some mature older brother to draw upon and get some good advice. And then I remember he went to China, and he went, just, you know, whatever he could find to do. What a good example. I appreciate that. I want to mention somebody that's here today that you might all not know. That's Brother Jack Zilch, just in front of me. He's been a witness in San Diego for a couple of years now. We see him very often. And I just want to mention that his mother, Jack, correct me if I get this wrong, broke her leg yesterday. So I got that right. So he's came irrespective, but that's something going on in his experience. That's all. I thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for your fellowship.
Thank you, Brother David. Who will be next?
Brother Tim, dear friends, Sister Christy Humphreys from Phoenix. I'm very, very happy to be here, and my family, Sean and Melanie and Caitlin and Kent. We bring you the love of our Phoenix class, which has already been brought. I too appreciated Brother Paul very much. I was privileged to go on a trip with him and 80 brethren. We went to Greece and Turkey, and it was absolutely wonderful. Don and Russ had a lot to do with all the plans, and everything was just perfect, and just was a real wonderful time. And I will miss him also. He was also very nice to the young people, always interested. He'd ask my two boys, Daniel and Sean, how are you doing? Are you going to school? He was always interested genuinely in the young people, and I thought that was so wonderful. I just wanted to mention that January 14th and 15th, which is about 50 days away, our Phoenix class is having a two-day convention. There's programs on the back table, and you're all invited to come. So I'm very thankful for this convention and for the love from all the brethren, and I love you also. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Christy. Now, yesterday I mentioned at the start of my discourse that we're having a convention in Albuquerque, and I know that not everyone who's here now was here at the outset of the convention, so we do have programs also, and you can find them on the book table in the rear, and the dates are April 14, 15, and 16 of 2017. So we'd love to see you in Phoenix, and then in April in Albuquerque. Who would be next? Okay, first Mark and then Eric.
So you need to sneak in there. Mark Howard from San Luis Obispo. On the station, we bring the love of our class, Brother Lee, Barron, Bernard, and Isla, Beverly, Tichigama, Marshall, and John. And Elaine was fortunate enough to, we were able to come here together. And also the love of my mother, too, as we remember. I just want to express my thanks to the San Diego Ecclesia and to our Heavenly Father for this convention. Not only has it been very spiritually uplifting to me, but it's also been a wonderful fellowship. I got to see a few brethren that I normally don't see too often, and that's been just fantastic to hear that the Lord has been involved in their lives and is spiritually moving them forward and uplifting them, and all of these things are a great encouragement to all of us. So I thank our Heavenly Father, and I thank all of us here that worked so hard to put this convention together. And just talking about Brother Malley, he's done some incredible things, and I can't touch on all of them, but one thing that I always appreciated about Brother Malley that stood out very strongly was his willingness to help anytime, anywhere, any place, anything. You have a convention, I'll be there. You want to be a public witness, I'll be there. You need materials, we'll take care of it. It was the enthusiasm of always, anytime, anywhere, be willing to serve in anything you need to do. Just I feel very privileged to have him as a friend and a fellow in Christ. So, I guess I'm good. Let's go.
Okay, thank you, Brother Mark. Up here, Sister Ariel.
Hi, I'm Ariel from the Los Angeles Ecclesia. I just wanted to say that I'm very grateful to be here at this convention, and I bring the love from my mom, Bernard Ruching, who lives in Poland now, and my aunt, Anna Ruching, and her mother in the Portland Ecclesia.
Thank you, Sister Ariel. We miss your mother and Zbig, but I know that there are a lot of Polish brethren, and so they'll be very much at home in Poland. Thank you. Who would be next?
Brother Tim, since I have the microphone, I thought I'll keep it within the family. Austin Williams from the New York Ecclesia. As brethren talking about Brother Paul Malley, one thing I learned from him was, like my wife always says, just looking at you makes me tired. Just looking at Brother Paul Malley, it would make me tired. Where does he get that kind of energy? So I'm trying to emulate what he was. He was truly a mentor to me in many ways. And one of the ways he mentored to me was about education. And I could see that he was so much into it. And I didn't tell him where I went to grad school. And after I graduated, I told him. And at the Los Angeles convention, I still remember, I'm sitting there. He goes on the podium and says, "Brethren, look at him. He's the one who went to Harvard University." I'm in the way to look. It's, again, the point is he instilled that information in terms of education. And at his service, I recall, as Sister Dawn gave the eulogy, and I could see so much of similarities of his life and my life. In other words, I mean, he came off the boat without anything, and first one in the family to graduate with 3 degrees, if you will, and so on and so forth. What are the accolades aside? And I enjoyed his ability to reason and his animation and so on and so forth. One thing he mentioned, I remember, in my early days as a new creature, he said, you know, try and channelize your energy along the lines of what God wants you, and you'll be well, you'll do well. So, words of wisdom. But, brethren, be that as it may, I just want to briefly mention about the General Harvest work. We were privileged with being with Sister Nanette, Sister Claudia, myself. We were in Africa this past March. And one of the things, again, Brother Paul Manley instituted this, and that is, to have a convention in Africa for the brethren who are in Africa. And it's becoming more and more prevalent once every 2 years. And we had 130 this time, and from new areas, and Rwanda. And if I tell you more about Rwanda, I'm going there. But be that as it may, I mean, this WhatsApp is also fantastic. They got to know that I'm on WhatsApp. I get messages from the brethren in Africa every day. Means they start early morning and it's still night here. And then by the time I wake up, I have so many WhatsApp messages, all in scriptures, by the way. It's really nice. It's really nice. And then I get to know who got married, who didn't get married, and so on. But the Rwanda was so unique from a perspective as to what is happening in that country. And 47% of the government are women in the cabinet. And Rwanda has become, you always ask the question, what can go wrong? In Rwanda, what can go right? Is that's the way it's happening in Rwanda. I mean, as you all know, just not too long ago, there was an ethnic cleansing between two tribes. And it's a law now, nobody can ask, what tribe are you from? And so there's a lot of wonderful work going on in Africa, especially Rwanda, and of course in Uganda as well. And I was, after we came back from Ghana, I was there in Johannesburg, Namibia, Botswana, and did I say Namibia?
Yeah.
No, Namibia. So four countries. And there's much work going on in Africa. So when I see the harvest work, it grandly continuing on in other parts of the world. India, of course, is the fourth generation now in India with the Bible stories. And the work which is going on there is tremendous from perspective that they have become very self-sufficient and gone on those days that they needed support from the brethren from other parts of the world. They translate their own tracts, they print their own tracts, they distribute their own tracts, and they're holding their own conventions. And because of the nature in which we have the traffic, it's incredible. 8,000 new cars go on the road every day from the showrooms.
Wow.
And how is that country going to handle with 1.4 billion people? It's a true example of the Tower of Babel. You have roughly about 300 languages. And how do they communicate? Of course, the Union Jack came and ruled us, so we got English at least. So, Brother Tim, I won't take much time. Brethren, the harvest work truly grandly continues on in other parts of the world. And last November, I was not in San Diego. For the last 14 years, we've been coming here because we were in Jordan. And Jordan was a delightful surprise to see 30% Christianity in Jordan and able to witness. Its only thing is it's not as close as where it is in other parts of the world. Otherwise, I would have gone much, much more frequently. And it's, you think it's a part of the Middle East, right? Guess what? Women can walk till 2 in the morning, and I saw them. And of course, it's gone the other extreme, because the Queen Noor, who is American, of course, she's instituted laws that women can vote. Both men and women get the same salary. And I saw the other way, also went for lunch, and a woman sitting at the bar having a beer. And a woman smoking on the street. The point I'm making about women is, because you always have this view about Middle East. And I thought, I found myself much more safer in Jordan than New York City, where I live. The reason why is, before you come into Jordan, anybody, ISIS, Al-Qaeda, anybody, they're all weeded out even before you come in. So they can't come into the country. But they took 800,000 refugees from Syria, Jordan. And so, I will cut it short. I'm sure other brethren would like to. I can give you a lot more information if you want. Otherwise, I'll direct you to Sister Nanette.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate that report. Who would like to be next? Our time is fleeting, and we are going to stop on time because we only have a short break before the next meeting.
I'm Jim Parkinson from Los Angeles, Arena, and I'd like to testify, really, first of all, Teresa, my wife sends her love and greetings. She's not much of a traveler, as she says, but I'd like to testify on account of Edith Irvine, that she's had a lot of health problems, can't drive herself to the meetings, but new ones, Mike and Linda Fitzsimmons, frequently are able to bring her to the Sunday meetings. But the meetings at her home finally disappeared a few years ago. Of course, Charles has died now. But that didn't stop her. She's been witnessing. And so finally, she's been witnessing to her hairdresser. And as a result, we have started a meeting at her home Thursday evening. We have the potential for as many as 9, and we've had as many as 7 already in just 3 meetings. So it's an encouragement to know that others are enthusiastic and there are still opportunities to witness. It is a blessing to us all. And I'm very grateful to be in convention here with each and every one of you.
Thank you, Brother Jim. Brother John.
Brother, I'm glad to be with you. My name is Brother John Harris. I currently attend the Albuquerque Telecom Ecclesia, and I'm very, very thankful that the Heavenly Father worked that out for me. I want to express, you know, the great gratitude that I have for the Heavenly Father for the many ways that He works out the details in life. One of them is with my wife. I express deep gratitude in the fact that now I am not unequally yoked as I have was for 20-something years, which is extremely difficult. But the Heavenly Father worked it out, and now I have a wonderful sister to study with on a daily basis, and we work together as a team now rather than me working mostly by myself with details. And she's a wonderful editor and proofreads, and not only that, she conveys the idea that she gets from things that I write, so that I know that I wrote them so that they can be understood, which is truly a help for me. But also I wanted to give my thankfulness for some mentors in my life, and one of them was also Brother Paul Malley. In San Diego Convention many years ago, when Brother Paul was writing the Bible as a Rising Civilization, I got to sit down with him. And in his very, you know, excited way and jubilant, you know, energy that he had, he wanted to talk to me about the dinosaurs. He was an inspiration to me to be a thinker outside the box, just as Brother Carl Hagensick also was. Two mentors which extremely are missed in our brotherhood and our fellowship. But thankfully we have some that are also rising to the occasion. And I would also like to remember Brother Frank Shalhoub, because he has also been an inspiration in my life as a true thinker in true principles of godliness. So I wanted to have his name in the mix. And there are others that I would be remiss if I didn't truly think about all the time and appreciate stalwarts in our fellowship, some which I've never even met. But when Brother Malley and I were talking about the dinosaurs, I thought that you know, conversation was wonderful. I enjoyed it. But now, if you open the book, you'll actually find our conversation in there about the dinosaurs. So that was a real joy and thrill to see that. You know, not only was he a mentor, but he was a wonderful listener, just like Brother Carl Hagensick. The talk that Brother Russell gave this weekend in two parts was truly inspirational, and I think and hope and pray that it resonates to your fellowship. That's another principle that I want to say about Brother Paul Malley and Brother Carl Hagensick and some of those that we don't have with us anymore, is they were the voices of reason. They were in the moderate zone of the two extremes, and we really need those voices among us. So those that the Lord raises in place, those brethren that are not with us anymore, we will be truly thankful for them. Also about the work in India and Africa. There's an alliance being formed right now called the East African Bible Students Alliance. It has to do with Uganda, Kenya, Rwanda, and Congo. It's in its infancy stage. The bylaws have been written and are being voted on now. And we need the prayers of all the brethren, because just as India has shown the example of being able to stand within their own selves and provide and work and become a team, so Africa also needs these principles to follow. Because there are many, many stumbling blocks in the path of the brethren there. And I want to raise my voice in thankfulness for the sisters that are there. Because just as in the first church period, in our seventh church period, in these areas, the sisters are a vital part of delivering the truth message to areas. And we have Sister Florence right now in the hospital that had a really bad accident. And we need to hopefully keep her in our prayers. She's out of the hospital now, but she had to have surgery with the bus that she was traveling on, coming back from a witnessing effort. The driver got it too much, they were hurried, tried to beat a train, and the train won. And all in the front of the bus died. And thankfully, she was in the back of the bus. And so she's healing. So she needs prayers for recovery and for her to be put back into the work, because she's such a wonderful sister. as we've had other sisters in the past in Kenya that have given their lives, like our sister, what's her name, mom?
Gloria.
Sister Gloria, who was a Muslim. But there was an incident that happened with that. They asked about the question of the Quran, who was that, and they didn't answer it. And if you answered as a Christian, you were killed. So these things are around us. And our brethren in those countries are in deep, deep, in harm's way. But they are provided the protection of the Heavenly Father. And if one is taken, then they're taken in service. And we can be thankful for that. This is, each of us want to give our lives for the service of God. So all the brethren in the world I'm thankful for, as well as I'm thankful for all of you here.
Thank you, Brother John. Brother Mark Davis.
Well, greetings here, Brethren. Brother Mark Davis from Los Angeles. I also want to raise my voice in praise to our Heavenly Father and tell you how much we love you all, and we want to also bring the love of your brethren from Los Angeles. Many are here today for this convention. We also bring you the love from the Don family back in Rutherford that you want to remember to the brethren in our meetings recently. I've heard so many comments today how brethren have affected everyone else's their lives. You think about what each one of you have had an opportunity to go beyond yourself and help others, and how that has affected them and bring them closer into the family of God's children. And so we appreciate you all for your efforts that you've had. I thought of this dear brother and encouraged to think of the of being a peacemaker. Brother David mentioned the scripture, only part of it. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. So that was an encouraging story that I'm hearing from this dear brother. I would also say, knowing so many that have personally helped us out, Brother Austin mentioned, he attended a very prominent university. Well, Brother Paul Malley took us all, probably many that are in this auditorium, to a university that was even greater, the School of Christ, to Jerusalem itself back in 1993, and he even took us to Hebrew University, which I thought was pretty special. And so I thank him very much and his family, Sister Dawn and Brother Russ, because at that opportunity, that convention, I was able to meet my dear wife, Sister Alicia. Not for the first time, but our romance blossomed there. So I do think of that often. I bring one more subject, and that's thinking about 2018. If you have the privilege of going to international convention then, think of 7th through 12 August 2018 back in Steer, Poland. We'd love to have so many come start planning now. We hope you can join us.
Thank you, Brother Mark. Appreciate those words. And I would certainly second what he said about the International Convention. Sandy and I had been to the first International Convention in Kufstein in 1982 with Tammy and Sandy's parents, Brother Rick and Sister Roberta Buss. And then we went to two more in the 80s, but hadn't been since 1988. So it was a real joy, very different with 1,301 brethren in attendance, but a wonderful season of fellowship that we enjoyed and recommend highly to all of you. We have just a few more minutes, so time for a couple more testimonies.
Yes,
in terms of Brother Paul Malley, when I was recently at the retirement center a couple of weeks ago for meetings, I had dinner one evening with Janet and Dan Wojak, the Wojaks, and they were telling me some of the experiences that they had at the center since they've been there the last couple of years, and since Brother Paul had arrived at the retirement center. And it was obvious to me that Brother Paul was a great inspiration to them. And I remember one story they told me where they had gone out to eat with Brother Paul. And as they were waiting for their food, Brother Paul got up and he went to every table and started talking to people. And there was one table with a little boy. So he started talking to the little boy, and the mother was a little wondering who this stranger was, but they started up a conversation, and when they ended, he reached in his pocket and pulled out a $20 bill, slapped it in the boy's hand, and said, you put that in your piggy bank. So that impressed Janet and Daniel as well as many other stories. Okay, who else? Perhaps a hymn. You can use a hymn for a testimony if you would like. Don.
I just forgot to bring the love of Sister Jewel and Brother Jonathan Benson from Connecticut. Sister Jewel's my cousin, and I was speaking to her just before the convention.
Okay, thank you.
Involved in Christian Questions. That name is not familiar.
Right. Jewel and Jonathan Benson send their love. Brother Jonathan and Brother Rick Sarasi have the Christian Questions radio program that I'm sure many of you are familiar with. Who would like to have a hymn as a testimony?
110.
I know not what awaits.
Okay, it's 3:50. We have time for one more. Okay, we will take a closing selection. Anyone, a hymn you would like to have sung?
324. To send the love of everyone here back to the ecclesias with whom you meet and any of the brethren. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Brother Tim, for taking us through our testimony time. And thank you, Brother Austin, for manning the mic. And brethren, thank you all for the testimonies. There's some wonderful testimonies that were given. And I know there's a testimony in each and every heart that's here. Not all of them are audibly, you know, spoken out, but we all have a testimony of our love for the Lord, our love for one another, and our hope for the coming kingdom. We'll close with a word of prayer. Don't go far. We only have a 15-minute intermission, so we'll reconvene at 4:15 and try and be prompt because we really have the need of every minute we have for the next meeting. We'll ask Brother Tim if you'd dismiss us.
Our Father in heaven, we thank thee for this opportunity to express our love for thee and for one another. We ask thy blessing upon each one of us as we endeavor to walk more closely in the footsteps of our Lord. And we pray for our brethren the world over, especially those who are suffering and experiencing difficulties, our brethren in Africa and India and throughout the world. You know their needs, you know what is best, and we thank thee that you are in control and that your will be done on earth even as it is in heaven. Forgive us where we sin and fall short. We ask for a larger portion of thy Holy Spirit to be brought in our hearts and in our lives, and help us be an example to all that we come in contact with. And we ask all in Jesus' name. Amen.